God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Isn't that something that some of these fault finders had more faith for healing than some Christians? They expected some, not them, but somebody to get healed in the house. To them, you got sick person in the room and Jesus is in the room. 2 + 2 = 4. Sick man plus Jesus equals healing today. Somebody's going to get healed today. Right? And then when he called the man out, they pushed it. See that? I told you. He's going to heal him on the Sabbath. And they thought that was the most awful thing. How ignorant can you be? And how heartless and hard-hearted that you're more concerned about your rule than somebody's pain being relieved.
Amen.
Than somebody being set free from a physical problem.
Amen.
And yet these folk are with us today, though. They're with us by the droves. They'd like to see us flop and fail. It got back to Brother Copeland. Somebody had told another minister, said, I'd love to see him just fall on his face. Now, what kind of spirit is that? You'd like to see a fellow minister fall on their face. And, you know, there's some people indicated they wouldn't mind seeing us flop some. Well, take them down a notch or two. Well, they better not hold their breath. Waiting. Because we're going up. Amen. How many believe we're going to get bigger? Stronger? Amen. Preach faith stronger. Preach healing stronger. Preach prosperity stronger. Have more of it and see more of it. Because it's God. It's the will of God. It's what Jesus did.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We're not ashamed. We're not embarrassed. No, we're not ashamed of prosperity. Not ashamed of healing.
Amen.
We don't keep it quiet. Not ashamed of talking in tongues.
Amen.
Yeah, we talk in tongues. You should too.
Yes.
I said, well, it's not for everybody. It is for everybody.
Yes.
Now, we love you if you don't. Love us if we do.
Yes.
But it's for everybody. Just like prosperity is for everybody.
Amen.
Healing's for everybody.
Yes.
Victory's for everybody.
Yes.
Every Christian is supposed to be full of the Holy Ghost. Full of faith. Full of power. Full of money. Full of strength. Full of wisdom. Full of healing. Every one of us. God loves every one of us. You say, well, I'm not that way. But you can get that way. Don't despair. Now here's the thing. Don't feel pressured. You know, we're talking about healing. We're talking about prosperity. If you say, well, I hadn't been prosperous. Well, I've started about as broke as you could. I know about poor. I tried it for years. I didn't like it. If you say, well, Brother Keith, I've had a lot of problems in my body and I want to be healed, but I've had challenges. Look, the pressure is not on you to heal you. Okay? The pressure is not on you to make you prosperous. No pressure from us. Don't let there be any pressure on you. Some of the things that we've grown into and are enjoying today, it's come over decades. Did you hear me?
Yes.
And not to say that you couldn't learn quicker than me. I'd like to see you.
Right. Amen.
It'd suit me just wonderful if you got twice what I've got in half the time.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
It'd thrill me.
Yeah.
I'm your pastor.
Amen.
That must mean we're not doing a bad job either. Right? It thrilled me to see you get twice as far in half the time. You really should. It really should make progress in some ways quicker if you can take advantage of what people, it maybe took them years to learn, but then they explained it to you and taught you in a better way. You don't have to take years to learn some things.
Amen.
We were just with the Hagans a while back. Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr. and Miss Aretha. And they want to know, you know, what happened. And the Lord just blessed us with a nice house and some things. And he used to get up on the platform and tell about all my stuff. I mean, I'm thinking, oh, Lord. And he said, yeah, and Keith's got this boat too. And yeah, and Keith's got this car. And then he'd say, I saw him when he came up in a little old pickup. And he did. But we was talking about how that, you know, the Lord's blessed us so much and how that's because what we got from them. And we're able, you know, to start at some places because of receiving the revelation, understanding that they, nobody told them, but they walked it out and learned it over decades.
Yes.
Got it from the Lord for themselves.
Amen.
Well, how come we to get off on all that? Yeah, scribes and Pharisees. Verse 17. Scribes and Pharisees. Or the Pharisees, it just says here. And doctors of the law, which is the same thing as a scribe. Sitting by, come out of every town of Galilee, taking up seats that people with faith could have had. Yeah. Came in there with their pomp and circumstance, expecting the best seat in the house, brought nothing to the service except hindering it.
Amen.
It's a fact. So people like this hinder the service.
Amen.
Skepticism. Amen. Unbelief. Amen. Doubt. Some years ago, a fellow was ministering, and he was ministering kind of along the lines that Sister Kuhlman used to minister. And he would call out things, and the Holy Ghost was moving in the congregation. And this one fellow, his wife brought him. He wasn't even a Christian. And he was just talking out loud negative things. The preacher would call out and said, you know, the Lord's healing such and such, a headache or something like that. And he said, ah, anybody could have a headache in here. Ah, he's just making that up. Ah, and his wife said, shut up, shh, hush. And he just talking louder. Ah, he's just a hypnotizing them. Somebody fell out under the power. Ah, he pushed them down. Ah, this is a bunch of junk. And he kept on, his wife was crawling under the seat. Everybody around him was going, shut up, shut up. He said, I ain't gonna shut up. This is just a bunch of junk. It's just a bunch of junk. It just ain't using bad language. And then all at once he said, it's on me. It's on me. It's going all over me. Oh, this is real. It's going all over me. It's going all over me. And he was healed. Talk about the mercy of God. Oh, what a merciful God. But some people, that's all they come for. To find fault. If you find fault, you're a judge. And if you judge, you will be judged. Dangerous thing. Even if you see something you don't think is right, if you're smart, just keep your mouth shut and just eat the hay and leave the sticks. Right? Take what's good and leave what's bad. Right? And just go on and don't judge them. That's between them and the Lord. If you don't like it, you don't have to come back. If you didn't like them, you didn't have to support them. You had to go to another one of their meetings. But why you have to go around the country and talk bad about them? Finding fault. Fault finder. Backstabber. Judger. These are evil, wicked things.
Amen.
And they'll come back on you.
Amen.
I've had people corner me and say, well, now what do you think about that? What do you think about what he's doing on that? Well, I just don't think that's right. What do you think about that? And I said, I don't. They said, what do you mean? I said, I don't let myself think about it. He's not my servant.
Amen.
He's the Lord's servant. That's between him and the Lord. I don't know what the Lord told him, what he didn't tell him. It's not my business to judge it or critique it.
Amen.
Well, I know you have an opinion. No, I'm not going to let myself have an opinion. Sitting around thinking about the other man's business is how you get in trouble.
Yes.
Right.
Hmm?
Amen.
What he ought to do, what he ought not to do. That's not my business.
Right.
I got a full-time job.
Amen.
Keeping up with you folks. And other stuff that's going on. I'm glad I'm not the Lord. I'm glad I don't have to figure out everybody or take care. I say, Lord, that's between you and them. You fix them. You take care of them.
Amen.
Keep reading here. He said, they were sitting by, these scribes and Pharisees. We're having a tough time getting off the scribes and Pharisees. Well, I don't like it. Do you? These big pompous guys sitting up here taking up good seats.
Amen.
But somebody could have been there getting fed. Somebody could have been receiving. Somebody could have been getting healed. Because the anointing, it says the power of the Lord was there to heal them.
Amen.
Them. Them implies everybody that was there, including unbelieving, fault-finding scribes and Pharisees. Yet, you'd have to add to this chapter to say a one of them got healed. We have no record that any of these scribes and Pharisees got healed. And yet the power was there for them to be healed.
Amen.
Can the power be present for a person to be healed and them not be healed?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just like this. I mean, what if somebody, you know, what if you had folk come in that are not saved, not born again, and the gospel is preached? Is the power there for them to be saved?
Yes.
Is the gospel the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes? And can faith come by hearing the word?
Yes.
Then the power would be present for them to be saved. Does that mean they're automatically saved?
No.
Can they doubt and reject it and turn around and go away?
Yes.
Yeah, they can. Well, the power can be present to heal. That doesn't mean people are automatically healed. You must receive that. You must believe and receive.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Man Born by Four, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R627. That's R627. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 12th through 17th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7 p.m. and childcare through age 6 will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org. Or call 417-334-9233.